From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. This is our third day of studying this particular passage of Scripture, and we've really not been able to dig into it too deeply, but that's because of the fact that it is filled with so many tremendous spiritual truths. Romans 12, 1 and 2, a very familiar passage of Scripture to every Christian, and maybe if you've just recently been saved, it's not too familiar with you, but I would encourage you to focus on it as much as you can. Listen to it, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where Paul is writing to the Romans under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, and he says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." A tremendous passage of Scripture, a passage of Scripture that every Christian should memorize, meditate upon, and apply to their lives every day. Now, in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, we have what I am calling a call for a dedicated life. In verse 2, we have what I'm calling a cause for a dedicated life, talking about having a life that is dedicated unto the Lord. Let's look at verse 1 as we continue in it today. We started looking at it yesterday. Let's look at it again today. The call for a dedicated life. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Now, yesterday I mentioned that when Paul was giving this teaching, he didn't just come right out and say to the Romans, "Present your body a living sacrifice unto God." He wanted to remind them, first of all, of what God had done for them. And that's what he means by the mercies of God. You'll see, he says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." Paul was saying, "I am begging you, brothers and sisters in Christ, on behalf of all that God has done for you, I'm begging you to present your bodies a living sacrifice." Now, what are these mercies of God? Well, the mercies of God represent those things that God has given us that we do not deserve. What are they? Well, back in Romans chapter 3, we find that we have, as it were, a summarization of those mercies. So let's go back there. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 26. Notice what it's born with, the sin nature, and as a result of that sin nature, every person who has ever lived, who does live or will live, has and is and will be born in sin and will sin, because that's the human nature. The human nature, the human life, apart from God, is a sinful life. And so it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In other words, because of the sin that's in our life at birth, and because of the sin that's in our life that we commit, it's impossible to glorify God. But when we go to verse 24, we see a change here. Because what we see here is that the Lord leads the Apostle Paul to speak of some of God's mercies. the fact that God has given us things that we do not deserve. Notice there are at least seven of them here, depending upon how you count them. There are seven of God's mercies mentioned in the next two verses, verses 24 and 25 of Romans 3, where it says, count them as I read, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Now, did you count the mercies of God? Let me identify them for you and give you a definition, because sometimes we fail to understand what these theological terms are all about. What we have in these three or four verses is a tremendous teaching on doctrine. I mentioned to you the other day that the book of Romans is a book that teaches biblical doctrine. Notice verse 24 of Romans 3, being justified. Now that word justified is a judicial term, and it means to be declared not guilty with respect to our sin through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross when we trust Christ as Savior. The fact of the matter is, when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, though we are guilty of sin, because of our faith in Jesus Christ and because of the power of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, God the Father looks upon us and says, I declare you not guilty with respect to your sin. He does not make us not guilty because we are. He just declares us not guilty. It's a judicial term. We're based upon our faith in Jesus Christ and his work for us through his shed blood on the cross. God the Father declares us not guilty. It goes on, being justified freely by his grace. That's the second great mercy of God here. God's grace. The fact that God has bent over backwards to provide for us a salvation that we do not deserve. You see, God's mercy is the fact that he does not give us what we do deserve, and his grace is the fact that he gives us what we don't deserve, which is salvation. That's a part of his great mercies. Then it goes on to say, for being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. There we see a third element of God's mercy. Redemption. The fact that Jesus Christ purchased us from the market of sin through his shed blood on the cross. How we can thank the Lord for the fact that the blood of Jesus Christ was the power of God to provide salvation. And when Jesus Christ shed his blood, all of us who have trusted Christ as Savior are redeemed, are purchased by the blood of Christ, and we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ for all of eternity. Then it goes on to say in verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith. Propitiation is a very interesting word. It involves the concept of a payment. And what that is teaching us is that the blood of Jesus Christ is the right payment for our sin. That's another part of God's great mercy on our behalf. But then it says there in verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Do you realize that even the concept of faith to trust Jesus Christ as Savior is one of God's mercies? Because you see, in Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, it tells us that it is God who gives us the measure of faith that we need to trust Christ as Savior. Without God giving us that measure of faith, we could not be saved. That's a part of God's mercy. Then verse 25 of Romans 3 goes on to say, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. What a great mercy of God that is, that through faith in Jesus Christ, we have the remission, that is the forgiveness of sins. All sin is covered by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Thank God for his forbearance. For for the fact that he was willing to forbear us and provide redemption through Christ. God did not have to do that, but he did provide salvation for us through his forbearance with us that we might have the forgiveness of sins. Thank God for his mercies, justification, grace, redemption, propitiation, faith, remission of sin, and then the forbearance of God. And so when we go to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, when Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The fact of the matter is this, in light of all that God has given us that we do not deserve, we should in turn respond to that by saying, Lord, here is my body, a living sacrifice. I'm going to use my body not to please myself, but to please you, O God. Now, what is this idea about presenting our bodies to the Lord all about? Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow on the program, we'll take a look at that, and so I trust that you'll be able to be there as we focus on this idea of presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. What does that mean? How do we do it? Why should we do it? We will take the time to look at that on tomorrow's broadcast, the Lord willing, and I trust that you'll be with us then as we continue our study of this great passage of Scripture. And so until tomorrow, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say the best is yet to come. To God be the glory. Have a great day. God bless you. See you tomorrow, the Lord willing. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.